The Obama and Romney campaigns, not to mention a wide array of so-called super PACs, political action committees, are collecting more info about voters and potential voters than most realize. And that troubles people such as Lily Coney, the associate director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
Gathering information on voters is not new. They've been doing this since the beginning of campaigns, whether it was going door to door, where you had a block captain and they knew everybody who lived in the neighborhood, and they knew who had new kids and who bought a new car and who had a new job. They knew this information, and when they were going out, they developed relationships with the people in their area. That person who had all that knowledge, and that knowledge was not necessarily transferred to a larger political organization. Today, in this political environment, you literally could give someone an application or get them engaged in online dialogue or conversation the way Facebook does or the way Twitter does, and collect detailed information on people's thoughts and feelings about a wide range of issues as they happen.
Coney says the specificity of the data collected on voters can lead to negative profiling.
If someone categorically decides that you are not a person they're going to ever talk to, you never really learn anything about that candidate because they're not trying to talk to you.
While there are no laws that really govern how political campaigns use the data they now collect on us, Coney says it is a good idea to at least study the privacy statements on campaign websites. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.